It was Christmas night, and all was very still. The children were sleeping, and the animals of the farm were all snug and warm asleep in their straw. Yes, everyone was full of pudding and fast asleep, except, of course, for Uncle Simon and Timothy the Tanker. Back to our story. Simon and Timothy were happily heading to the coast of Scotland. Not too quickly, because of the roads, you understand, but they weren't hanging around either.
You sound happy,
Timothy said, hearing Uncle humming a tune. I am, Timothy. It's a beautiful night, and there is less snow than I first thought.
Bella Lucia, Bella Lucia.
Please don't do that,
Timothy pleaded, as Uncle chuckled. You don't like my singing then, Timothy? Timothy's dashboard display lights flushed briefly.
Oh no, is it that obvious?
Timothy croaked out. Uncle Simon let out a huge belly laugh.
Oh, Timothy, I really, really do love your honesty. I'll go back to humming.
Timothy let out a contented and changed up a gear. And so the two friends went along the coastal road in the best of moods. But around the next bend lay trouble in waiting. Timothy was in perfect road position for the up-and-coming downward bend, thanks to Uncle Simon's understanding of power-to-weight ratio and a constant moving liquid load. But sure enough, as the perfectly driven Scania rounded the bend, out of the darkness they could see trouble up ahead. Uncle frantically pushed the autopilot lever forward. Timothy cried out, "I've got this!" The lorry tyres skidded. Uncle brought down the protective shields on all the windows and scrambled for a pen that was rolling around. Best I keep distracted whilst Timothy does his thing. Uncle waited with his eyes tight shut, still clutching the pen.
We're okay. No harm done,
said Timothy excitedly. Uncle let out his sigh. Thank goodness for that, and well done, Timothy. Lift the shields, if you please. Uncle decided to roll a cigarette, so wasn't looking ahead when the now-safe forward view became clear.
Well, that's random,
giggled Timothy nervously. Uncle looked up, and ahead of them was an old man dressed in red and white, and it looked like he had a beard hanging out of his coat pocket. Reindeer wandering around and eating the sparse verges of grass, or what there was left of it. Just to the left was a huge sleigh stuck in a ditch, and that had clearly been driven way too fast. Uncle Simon released his emergency harness. He climbed out. Timothy switched on his spotlights, and the old man winced at this and shaded his eyes. Sorry, Uncle Simon said, as he looked back at Timothy and shrugged. Timothy spoke up.
Excuse me, but are you Father Christmas?
The old man's shoulders sank as he nodded silently and awkwardly put his beard back on. Ho ho, he said sadly, gesturing to the festive RTA that was once his magical flying reindeer team and sleigh. Timothy gasped and checked his tachograph.
It's 23:30 on Christmas night. Surely you've finished your deliveries for today.
The old man sighed and nodded.
Yes, yes, all finished, said the old man solemnly.
He again gestured to the sleigh. Then his arm flopped dejectedly back to his side. Uncle Simon lit his cigarette and the old man scowled. Uncle held up his hand to stop any criticism from the old man.
Well, it's your lucky day, old man. Myself and Timothy here will help you pull your sled out.
Timothy and I,
Timothy piped up.
It's never you and me, or me and you. It's you and I.
Timothy was a stickler for pronunciation. Uncle chuckled.
Okay, Timothy. Timothy and I will get your sled out of the ditch. We have certificates and stuff, don't we, Timothy?
Timothy revved his reliable 8-cylinder engine.
And the tow strap,
he added eagerly. Uncle's face turned serious. Just one thing before we begin, old man. Santa held his hand up.
Please, call me Santa, not old man.
Sorry, old man, Uncle sniggered. But have you been drinking? Uncle looked at the road and the careless way the enchanted rig now lay.
What? No, I mean, I may have had a sherry, but you wouldn't believe how many glasses of milk I've drank, and remember,
Timothy and the old man said in unison,
it's a great stomach liner.
Okay then, said Uncle, slapping his hands together and rubbing them because they were cold. He also forgot about his cigarette.
Ooh, let's get this done then.
Uncle walked to the loyal Scania's tool chest. Timothy spoke up.
You'll have to move back and keep your distance.
That includes your reindeer too, Uncle said. Santa slapped his knees and stood up. Timothy thought about the time Simon and himself had pulled a tractor out of a ditch. Not because of overspeed that time, but plain old stupidity. Timothy was definitely excited. You take your best line, Timothy, Uncle said, and I'll attach the strap to the sleigh and roll a cigarette also. Santa stood to the side of the road with his well-behaved reindeer. Watching Uncle roll a cigarette, he scowled but thought better not to say anything because, after all, this driver and his talking Scania truck were helping. Timothy was in position and Uncle back behind the steering wheel. Manual control was set for him and the powerful, friendly truck engine purred softly. Simon patted the dashboard. Okay, old friend, let's save Christmas.
It's not technically Christmas we are saving, chuckled Timothy. The presents have all been delivered, but I get your meaning. And I have to admit, that would have been quite the story to tell the others back at the depot.
The two friends laughed as the old man looked vacantly back at them, full of so many questions. Uncle Simon set his jaw and concentrated. The strap held and slowly but surely, and also professionally, may I add, the sleigh was back on its runners and out of the snowbank ditch. Timothy sounded excitedly.
We did it,
he exclaimed. Uncle nodded knowingly. Yup, I guess we did. Uncle climbed down from his cab, using the 3 points of contact as expected by the driver trainer back at the depot. There you go, old man. I'd say you're good to go. Uncle stood with his hands on his hips, looking satisfied at the job, so perfectly done.
It's Santa.
Sorry, what? Replied Uncle.
My name is Santa Claus and not old man.
Uncle held his hand up to placate the gent. Okay, no offence. Uncle looked back at Timothy and rolled his eyes. Timothy's front radiator grill seemed to give a grin at that. Do you need a hand to hitch the team back up? Uncle asked. The old man looked embarrassed and croaked.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
And so Uncle and Father Christmas went about the very complicated harness set up with buckles, bells and brass clips. Timothy switched on his radio to Classic FM and turned the volume up. It only took an hour to have the enchanted team back in harness and ready for the off. Santa climbed aboard the sleigh and offered his hand to Uncle. The two men shook their hands warmly.
Thank you, he said. Are you finished for the night? I mean, no one should be out on a night like this, he gestured.
Uncle walked away and looked back. There's milk to collect, old man. We have a job to do. Timothy sounded excitedly. We have to go, Uncle said. And with that, the two friends started to drive away.
But I don't know your names,
the old man called back after them. By this time, Timothy and Uncle were nearly around the next bend in the road. Uncle skillfully leaned out of the cab and called back, Goodbye, old man, and away from sight. Santa held the reindeer reins and shouted back,
My name is Santa Claus, not old man.
But Timothy and the tanker and Uncle were now out of sight. Santa chuckled and then laughed and said to himself,
Whoever they were,
he'd find them next year. Boy, did he have a story to tell everyone back at the depot at the North Pole. He slapped the reins and called out,
Fly, my friends, fly!
And with that, Santa took to the skies. The end.